it's Aleph Amar Aleph. The Rashi has Zubba Zubba, the first narrow line, Rashi. So Brises O Itzi Yom Kippur Mishnei, but the Sefta of the Yom, this is referring to Yom Kippur. So Lachad Zubba Zubba, the Hamatar of Baal Nida, but to be made to Tevim B'yom. Yishahayir HaMizrach, B'yom HaShvi, Shalahem on the seventh day. They count their 7 days, Zubba count 7 days, Zubba count 7 days, the Matar, Mataras, Baal Nida, Tevim Mace, all have 7 days. So on the seventh, they go to the Mikvah on the seventh day. The time of Perek Beis the Megillah, the time of Farash Perek Beis the Megillah, Mikra, it says the B'yom Hashvihi, Mikvah Shvihi, even part of the seventh day counts as the day seven. Nimchal Shvihi Shalhem B'yom Kippurim. So this time of whole day seven comes out of Yom Kippur. Tevlin, the dark, and they will be Tevlin Yom Kippur. Which will allow them lechol truma le'erev, the way they truma motzi yom kippur, that they go to mikvah yom kippur because tilu b'tana mitzvah. Neither be yaledus tavlus kedarkan, but leila yom kippur, and they go to the mikvah as normal on the night of yom kippur. In chal shvi shalhem be'erev yom kippur, if their seventh day comes out to be erev yom kippur, so they don't go to the mikvah on the seventh day. They go to the mikvah the following night. Sheyachol litol b'yom zayin d'tziv ba. It says by her T Yabi Nidasa, Babiyasate calls Zion when she darshan, she remains in a state of Nidas the whole 7 days. She can't go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Then the Brisa continues and says, Balkari, Sarah Twilo Dibri Torah me Dibri Serfim, and he's a din Twilo to be able to learn Torah, to say Torah, Midrabanan. Philip Ain Uchel Taras, even though he's not planning to eat any Taharas on that, he takes out the words, Babayam. You're not planning to eat any taras. He still has to be tevil. So tevil kol yom kulay. Rabbi Shurah carry min a mincha olamahala. Even though already this carry took place after mincha. La'achar she spalat tefilas a mincha. He already daven mincha. Shemuel yochol lahamtin asher techshach v'yitzbol the tefilas arvis. He can wait till the night time and go to the mikvah and then daven arvis. Still, the Tana says, "I feel like he tevil b'yom kippurim mivayem. He tevil on Yom Kippur itself. Apisha osur brachitas harishus. Even though he's not allowed to wash himself in for no purpose, this is mutter. Tevil b'zmana mitzvah because there's a mitzvah to be tevil b'zmana. It's not considered rishus. B'yaser min mincha l'mala. So Rishi says no. That min mincha ain't tzarach litvul. That's what I guess we have in the Gemara." So Rashi Imro carry lachet she spelled for the mincha. If a person saw the carry after he read the mincha, sharei hu yochol lachamtin acha techshach. He can wait till the night time. V'yitbol daven he spelled utilas arvis utilas nila utilas arvis. He daven ma'ariv and utilas nila nami sir le sheyachol he spelled belayla. He holds you can daven nila belayla kirab damer utilas arvis pateroshalar utilas neila. Paterishal Arvis, theoretically, a person could use Neila to Pater Marav, i.e., it's said in the same spot as Marav when it's Lila. He says, Enotzar, Litzvot, the Yoim, Mishum, Zman, Tvila, the Lab Mitzvah, Tvila, Bizmana. You're not terrible by day, because you don't need to be terrible in a certain proper time. And in regards to the need to daven, or you could wait till the night time to daven. So, so you see that he holds the tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. Here we're saying he holds tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So my answer is that's a bishop Yehuda. He says that the tefillah shatei b'achrei. Except it's needed a perek hamapelis gabi isha she yotzah malaya. Woman who was pregnant, malaya being full, pregnant. Ubari Khanas and she left out of town. Malaysia comes back to Khanas, i.e. the point being that she was not here at the time of Leda, so we don't know when the Leda took place exactly. Then he does Masai Yolda. She doesn't know exactly when she gave birth. So the Matsukhin and Law Lama Hetfilas, the Suffolk Dalatfilas Shalveha. She doesn't know. She doesn't know when she gave birth and what she gave birth to, and she doesn't know maybe she gave birth to Ziva. So the requirement is is 35 tefillos will give her, definitely cover all of her bases. She has a possible tefillos zachar the zayin, a zachar which will take place after her seventh day by night. So when she comes back day one, she says maybe today is day seven, and tonight she has to go to the mikvah. And it comes to day two, she says maybe yesterday was day six and today is day seven, she has to go to the mikvah tonight. After 7 days of being back, that's it, she's covered. So the mikvah, going to the mikvah at night because of that would not be necessary anymore. But maybe it was in the cave, maybe it was 14 days ago. So this, you know, so the cave is 14 days. A tefillah in the cave, a shvuayim after 2 weeks. Ubalayla, those are tefillahs belayla. Hashem, you let us zachar bezoiv. Maybe the later was given through a process of also ziva, tzvicha af, tefillahs zava, v'yam shiva l'shvuayim. She has to go to the mikvah on the seventh day of the days that she's counting. Shalom, the 7 clean days. We don't know when she gave birth. When is the proper time for her to be tefillah? She has to go to the mikvah every single possible time, which would be either possible the night or the day when she's supposed to go to the mikvah. That's the time of Kama. Poor Rabbi Yehuda, Allah, Vamadaya, the tefillah should have a bar for it. It's good enough to have one tefillah all at the end. The same Tzvurim Shalom Keva, after the calculation, the latest possible time is 14 days and another 7 days of Zivas. Go to the mikvah one time at that point in time, you're covered. Then we'll say Sholosh Shvuyim, after 3 weeks, Shem Yodan, the cave of Bezoiv, Tameya Shvuayim Lidagasa. If she gave birth to in the cave in a state of ziva, so she needs 2 weeks for her later. Design the kiyam bishvil haziva in 7 clean days because of the ziva. So he says, so wait till that and tell that one time. Lord Min and Tfilah Bisman a mitzvah. He doesn't say that Tfilah Bisman is a mitzvah. Friend of Mr. Yehuda. So we're going to suggest over here that the Riosi, which is quoted in the Brisa, which is brought, the Seth, which is brought in Yuma, really is referring to Rabbi Yehuda, not to Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi will be consistent. So we hear that Rabbi Yehuda is on a mitzvah. Okay. That the Mishnah Nachash Shavu L'Chabes and Amr L'Kabei, you can't give him a command to put it out because the Mir L'Akam is Aser. Val Techabe, you don't have to tell him to stop. If he does it on his own, you don't have to stop him. I mean, Neishayim Shvisosay Olayim, because you have no responsibility in his act of whether he keeps Shabbos or not. Our cousin Katan Shabbat Chabes in Shemun Loi, in Shvisosay Olayim. But a Katan desires to do it, you have to stop him. Can't let him do it. To crash in him and look at Bay. But Gaza Al Amira Lenachri Mishum Ashurus Chaman said that the Mir Lachim is also because of the Nisad Rabbanu. However, you don't have to tell him not to. Ain't Tzarch Limchus Biyadu El Yenichenu Biyichabe. If he wants to put it out, you're allowed to let him put it out. Shein Shvisasa Shal Nachri Alein the Yisrael Alein the Yisrael and Muzer Al Shvisasa Shal Nachri Sheinu Avda. He has no responsibility to keep a nachri, which is not his abid. He doesn't have to make sure they don't work on Shabbos. Okay. So even if you'll tell me over here that putting it out over here is in lachaz and sif lagufa, it's only a derabanan, because thou asked the mir lachum and a derabanan. Amar Rabami, b'daleika hitiru loymer. The Talmud said that when it comes to a fire, chamur mekel and allow the person to say the following: kolam b'chabe, eno mafsid. That he can make an announcement that any person, you know, obviously referring to a non-Jew, who puts it out, don't worry, you won't lose. It'll be to your benefit. I'll pay you after Shabbos. You can't say directly, I'm going to hire a person that's usher, we can make it, and maybe we would argue when a person says that, so he's like working, I'm saying that do this for me and I'll pay you, so he's like working for me. The Chomer make, well, said over here that this is called the Goy is working for himself, not for the Jew. Let's see if we can prove it from the Mishnah.
So then you could say it, directly.
You can say directly to the Goy, Kol Mechaben Hamafsid.
Yeah, but why couldn't you say that you'll get paid?
Because that, if you say you're going to get paid, then that's more tantamount to hiring him. Over here, you're not hiring him. You're saying that he'll it's all in the mirror lock. Yeah. Well, that's basically what he's saying. But Muhammad Maaf is a way of saying that you'll get something for it. But he's not saying, he's not actually actively saying that. You can't tell him to put it out. You have to stop him. So the Mishnah says, what you can't tell him is Kabe. You can't actively command him to put it out. Who do I mean? I'll call him a Chabe and a Mafsid. I mean, we could tell him, call him a Chabe and a Mafsid. That seems to be okay. And Moshe says, no, that's not a good proof because they're Masefa. He says, you don't have to tell him out to Chabe. You don't have to tell him not to do it if he's doing it on his own. That's what's mutter, right? Which I should then infer. We call him a Chabe and a Mafsid. Nami Lerminale. But you can't. The most you can tell him is, if a guy's doing it already, you don't have to stop it. But to go suggest to him to do it by saying "Kol Machaben Amavsid" should be also. Only whole lack of the Mishnah, you know. So for the Mishnah, it's different. You can't bring a proof either way because we have this contradictory inferences from the Reisha and the Seifa. Okay. So Rabbam is halacha stands, but we have no proof to it from the Mishnah. Tanabonon, Maisa, Menafat Aleka, Bechater Shal Yosef Ben Simoy, Yosef Ben Simoy, a fire broke out in its chotzer, Beshichin, in the city of Shichin. For Anshe Gistera Shal Tzipuri, Bechavis, so the workers of the Gistera, which Rashi says over here was the government, the governor of Tzipuri was not Jewish, came to put it out. Neshapi Shabbat Shal Melachoye, because Yosef Ben Simoy was a appointee of the king, so therefore they felt the responsibility that they better take care of him, otherwise they might get in trouble. So they came to put it out, thinking that if they don't come to put it out, they're going to have their heads chopped off or something like that. Yeah. If they covered the Shabbos, and Yosef Ben Simoy stopped them because of covered Shabbos, not to put it out. Menasel and Ace, and Ace happened. The Yerik Shemin, the rain broke out. Have a kibu, and the fire was extinguished. The erev and after Shabbos, Shiga l'chol echad mehen shtei seloyim. He sent each one of the workers which came to seloyim, thanking them for their gesture. La parchas shabehen, the leader of them, Chamishim, gave 50 seloyim. Shoshama chacham medaber amar lahoyit tzarich l'kach. He had no halachic requirement to stop that. Sheshanino, which says, Nachushib on the Chabbos, and on the Kabbay, not the Chabbos. We don't have to tell him not to. So, they did not have to do that. He did not have to do that. Rashi. Kabbayhud Lerminalei, Shaseyu Shlucher Mamish. When he sells it, if he commands him to put it out, he's making him into his Shliach. So here, Rashi, a few places in the Masechta seems to indicate that the we hold in shlichus la'akum, that a goy can't be a shlich of can't be a proxy of a Jew, but the chachamim, when they set up the issur of mir la'akum, the way they set it up is if the problem is that he's acting as the agent of the Jew, the shlich of the Jew, it's just like the Jew was doing work. We gave it a din shlichus. Okay. Samura says we can infer, you're allowed to say, If he's just doing it on his own, I didn't say you should do it. You do whatever you want. So that means that's your choice. But I'm saying, don't worry, you'll get me comp. You won't lose. The Gemara says, no, look at the Sefer. Alta Chabahud Lemenele. Which means that it's ugly, because B'yadai, it does not need to stop him. Mir Gili Dait is Lo Yafsid B'davar Namila Mishri. But he didn't say you're allowed to indicate.
There's something wrong with the combination. People think you're
But it didn't indicate the person will benefit. Namila Mishri, that didn't seem that was permitted. The Gilim died to Shori, Lamal Misti Sefer in Tzarech Limchus. Obviously, if I'm allowed to indicate he should do it, obviously I don't have to stop him. That's a bigger hit. You tell me I don't have to stop him. So I don't have to protest. So if I'm allowed to actually actively, through hinting, tell him to do it, or encourage him to do it, let's say, so obviously I don't have to stop him. Obviously, one point of the Mishnah, either the ratio of the Sefer, there's more, you can expand upon it. This is definitely Aser, this is definitely Mutter, and one of them is saying, but there are cases somewhere in the middle of Mutter, also Aser. So, we don't know. Alachanim and Nile Dafka, a ratio is Sefer, but we don't know. The Tana Idoch, so if you tell the ratio is dafka, so the ratio said clearly its position, only that's also then mutter, and then once it said that's the case which is also, so you know what, but this is the other end of the spectrum, that's clearly mutter, but obviously there's more in the middle or vice versa, so we don't know. Gitzu Shilton is the government. He was in person in charge of the king's money. Fine.
That's the Gemara.
Yeah. Why they refer to it as Yisra? I don't know. I'm not sure that was a Greek word in the sense over here. That's what it's referred to, and they brought it crept into the language, or it was some rabbinic twist on the way we call them. Gisi Tre means the two-sided. The king, the government is two-sided. You know, so they never told the government what it meant. Probably that's what they were hinting to. I don't know. You wouldn't put it past the rabbi to do that, would you? Right. Okay, so the Gemara, Alva Katan, Shabbat Lachabas, Ein Shemen Lev Yunesha, Shvisasa Alehen. The Katan you have to stop. So the Gemara says, Shemata Minoa, so here we can derive Katan, Erichot Nebelis. If a Katan is about to do an Aveira, Bezim Metzuban Olav Lafrisha, not only does the father have a responsibility to stop him, that's the more agrees, everybody held it, so either other people besides, I mean, other people being representative over here of the Bezdin. The Bezdin, other people would have to stop him. So here, this Katan, say it was his own son, there was a Katan is coming to put it out, and the Baal HaBayis is Mechuyav to stop it. So, apparently, you'd say the halacha of Lahafrisha applies to other people other than the parents.
Let's say you're an individual and you see some kids who want to be the bailers.
Same thing. Flat Dafka, Bezdin.
Sorry.
Excuse me. But Flat Dafka and Bezdin. He's using Bezdin as the client. In other words, client still has the responsibilities. The Bezdin will be there in the client to make sure that it happens. But theoretically, it would be incumbent on any person. Now, Tosis points out that the Mora is discussing the Velus. The Velus is an Issa Deraisa, so we would then, if that's the position we're saying with Hannah holds, Tosis says you have to hold the holds like your Behuda, that Moshe is a good as Chayev, even though the Kibbutz is not to make Pechamim, it's not it's not Sheikh Lagufa, so according to Shimon, it's only the Rabbanan. See, it's not fair to say, if you see over here, because the more of the Yavamas, the more it says that it's a Derbon, and the more that the more says, even if you hold Batsuvan Lafrisha, not by any Derbon, you're not Machuyev to it. A father would be Machuyev to Altimus of Chinuch, but other people are not Machuyev to stop a cotton from doing a Derbon. So if we're applying this concept over here, we say it's talking about other people, so you'd have to say that with somebody said the rice, either like Rabbi Huda, or alternatively like Rabbi Shimon, and the pen was okay, so, you know, he was planning to use the kibui to benefit from afterwards. So Rabbi Yechon, no, the cotton Isa Ladas of it. The case of here was, when it says cotton here, it's not referring to a foreign individual, it's referring to the father stopping him. And over there it's usher, because the cotton is doing it for the father. So which is the chvasa gabin is thinking now, it wasn't referring to the father stopping, it's referring to somebody else stopping him. Because he's doing Adas Aviv, not Adas Atzmai. Now it could be Bezim, not Mitzvah Lov Al Frishoi, but if he's doing it for the father, you'd be free to, Pasha referring to the cotton doing it for the father. Whereas the Chvasa Gabi Nochri, the Ka'ovah the died to Yisrael. So Mishori. So if you're contrasting the cotton versus the goy, the cotton is aser and the goy is mutter. Now, if the case of the cotton was doing it visibly now, that's just himself, but he had the father in mind. That's the case with the cotton is aser. So that parallel case is by the goy is going to be mutter, is when the goy is doing it, al das Yisrael. So Morris knows that case mutter. Versus yes, the nachri, the daita the nafshei of it. The adult goy is doing it not because he's doing it for the Yisrael in a certain way. He's doing it because he wants to do it. Whereas a katan, we sort of say like his das is, that's what my father wants, therefore I'm going to do it. So he's called, he's doing it for the father. Whereas the goy is an independent thinker, and he's saying, you know, I'm going to do it because I want to do it. Yeah, the Jew will benefit, but his kavanah is because he's in the mood. So that's called he's doing a das atzma, and that's not us. Shmatim ino, tanochon besan suvul v'afrishay. Now, why? Okay, more since fine. Why are we so worried about that? That's maybe the inference is correct. The answer is he takes you the Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Yavamis. There's a story where the Rabbi Yechon told the Rabbi Barbar Chana dechusule mafteichos habeis emezesh brishus Rabbi the Shabbos said that he lost the keys. The case was a malacha deraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Barbar Chana his Talmud that davar talya betalisa letali hasim, go convince the children to play over here. The mishkachel lehu maisilu, and if they find the keys, they'll say, wow, look, I found keys, and you run and bring the keys. I think we're doing the Melach of Hachnasa from the Shisa Rabim to the Shisa Yachid. But Rabbi Yechon held that was okay. So you're actively causing them to be Mechal Lo Shabbos, but that's okay, since they're not, you didn't tell them to do it, and you're not Mechal to stop them. Which is no, that's Aviv. He's doing it for his father. It's only from Rashi saying that the case wasn't the father was stopping him. The case was somebody else was stopping him, but he was doing it for his perspective, his this katan was doing for the katan's father, and somebody else is stopping him, because that's the head is doing it al das atzma. Here he's doing it al das agadol. Well, that's awesome. So most of the parallel case of the goy is not by the goy. Yisrael, he only knows that you will benefit. He's thinking about his money. He doesn't get paid for this. He's thinking about doing it for the money, not for the benefit of the children. Okay. We have this was recorded before. We had in Perek Kira. Kevin Karish Agabi Haner, the Kara. You have a beam, and the nair is situated as such as it's beneath the beam. We're worried about it, the beam catching on fire. So you're allowed to put a plate in between, which will, bowl plate, as long as it doesn't put out the fire, it'll stop the burning of the beam. And the more discussion, why is that? Why? It's something that Shalom Tzarek. Sorry, it's not Tzarek, it's not Tzarek, Nittel. So Rashi quotes that page. Bal Tzarek Shal Kadin, you turn this car, this bowl over the Tzayah of a cut, Tzayah Shal Kadin, the more things, figure out what's that about. Bal Akev Shal Tisha, you're allowed to put a bowl over a scorpion to stop the scorpion from biting. There was a story where that in the city, in the place of Arov, Arabia, there was a mice once when Rabbi Yechim and Zaki was in that area, such a mice happened, the person covered over the Akrov with this bolt, and I'm concerned that he's Chayav HaKatas. I have a suffix that maybe that case is not Mutter, and it's Chayav HaKatas. Kevin Kora shall cheres al gabi a nair, but vashal yichabi. You shouldn't put it. You're not to put it over the nair to block. You can't do it too low. It's going to put it out. Rabbi Shneitzel kliyot tzolus karash and ani telus b'shabbos. Even though you're moving this keli to save the beam, and the beam is something you cannot be metaltal on Shabbos, so a lot of metaltal dover sarta b'shen ani tzol. That's okay. What about? The more it asks, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you can only move a kli for the purpose of benefiting something which itself is permitted to move. And a car is not permitted to move, so you can't move a kli to save the car. So the more asks the kasha, but the more answers. But once, if the kli, the bowl that you're using, the place where it's in is needed, you're allowed to pick it up. So once you're picking it up for that purpose, you're allowed to move it and put it down wherever you want, even saving the car. My sabor kvias kli shal al akrav barov in Malkim, in a place called Arov. Chashel and mechatas kimin shal ha'ya akrav rots acharov. It wasn't a situation of pikuach nefesh where he was being imminent to pikuach nefesh because the akrav was already intending to attack him. So then, any day im kayev mishum seda I love. Because Shani Lorimer Shachayev Katas, I'm not sure if he's Chayev, and I'm inclined to believe that he's Chayev. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Rabbi Chana Bar Rava, equal the Bay Oven, the Min Neshikia. So these three Amoroyim arrived in the house of Oven Bar Neshikia, from Neshikia. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Aisul. So this oven, the Mishikya, accorded respect, proper respect to two of his guests, and gave him a place to sit. The Puriya was a bed. They gave him they were reclining on a couch. He refused to give the proper respect to Chanan Bar Rava. I do not know why, but that's, you know, he didn't do so. And the more felt that, so Rav Chanan Bar Rava felt what he did was improper. And therefore he used the opportunity to express his, he was angry. So So we like to believe that his anger was coming from because of the, his zealous regards for Kavod HaTorah. So Ashkechei Masel of the Brei. So the Rav Chana bar Rava heard this oven by the Minshikya teaching his son. Valtzer shal katan and their katan. So the Mishnah says Altzer shal katan. You can cover the Tzer shal katan. So he says, why are you covering it? Because we're concerned that a child will come there to the soya and play with it and hurt him, you know, dirty himself with it. That's the head. Amalei, so Rav Chana bar Rava, who responded and felt that what he said was incorrect, that's not pshat in the Mishnah, but he sort of indicated that you don't have the derech, you didn't have the proper derech eretz towards me, considering yourself maybe that you were, maybe a Talmid Chacham do not need to give me, but you see you don't know what you're talking about. Oven Shatya, Oven Shaita, Masi Shtusa Levnei is teaching his son a foolish pshat. Soya shall cut in something which theoretically can be fed to the dogs. It's not muksa. So why just move it? Why are we covering it? It wasn't here yesterday, so it wasn't available to be roy to give to the dog, and if it's muksa. That's not so. Because Ratanya says regards to the issue of kum, a river or a spring which is putting out fresh water. So the new water which is coming was not here at the beginning of Shabbos. It's that water is karagli kol adam. Any person who takes it, it will get the tchum of that person that takes it. The point being, it wasn't here at the beginning of Shabbos. You know, so you say, well, someone wasn't at the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's usable, he had no das on it, it's a muksa. There it is. He had das on it, he expects it to come, and that's not considered a muksa. So same thing over here. If this is not considered muksa, this is something which the children produce regularly, so it's to be expected, and it would not be considered muksa. Ella hechi asne. So he says, good, so how should I explain the Mishnah? Ema altzer shel tana garlam, which is not usable in any way, shape, or form, you're allowed to cover it over, and they cut it because of the cut, to prevent the cotton from coming dirtied by it. The Mishnah says, why do we have to cover it? Use the heter of graf shel regi and take it out. It's the container which have the person's feces in it. So you're allowed to take that out. So that's his head. You're allowed to take it out. So again, so why is he covering it? The name of graf shel rei is agav mona in iu gufei loy. The whole head is only if it's in the container. But a case where it's not in the container, it'd be usher, and this here was just taking out directly. No, v'ha'hu achver d'ishtachach b'is parmiki d'Rav Ashi. It was a case where a mouse was found in the spices of Rav Ashi. V'omer l'hu, and he told his staff, whatever, the people who took care of him, the kotu b'titzus b'titzusisa v'afkua, even though a living animal is considered muksa gomer, you're allowed to pick it up by its tail and take it out into the ashba. Out to the ashba. So what's that heter? The heter is graf shel rei. The person finds it meis to have it sitting there, and therefore he felt he had a heter to take it out. But the problem with that is it was done directly. So you see, graf shel rei works even if it's direct. Without the the vehicle of a kli. Some more. The consequence of Afkua, to take it out. So our answer is by Ashba. The case over here was that the reason why he's not taking it out is because it was an Ashba where it's not Shach Graf Shel Rei. That's what the whole Ashba is. It's a place you place the Rei. Some more says, so good. So why are you covering it? The Katan by Ashba, my boy away. What is the Katan doing out in the Ashba? My answer is Bechatzah. So the case of, you're right, the case is in the Chatzah. That's what Katan is doing. The verse is, V'chatzah rebekta nami graf shel reihu. So you don't want this soya shel tana garlam in the middle of your Chatzah. That's also called graf shel rei. It doesn't do the your house. Any place where you're going, where you'd be uncomfortable having it there. So my answer is, V'ashash v'chatzah. They had designated a section of the Chatzah for an ashba. So you can't move it because it's not grasha rei, but you are worried about the kid getting into it, so you can cover it over. The grashi. I feel a paraisa. Meet his leisha when he brought them beds to sit on. Loi Isaac didn't give him a shivul, or he seated him on the floor. I'm assuming that he had an option. He had the ability to get a third bed. They shouldn't touch it and get dirty. He was angry. So he was doing it because he was angry. He wanted to be mocked, irritated, I guess, with the translation. Why you have to put a cover? If no mishav, just take it out. It really helps us. It's usable. All that only happened today. Not like that. It's something which is moving. It does not acquire a place of where it's at rest. That's its mocking for Shabbos. Obviously, the tchum comes outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum, the water came in. Now, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that water was way beyond the tchum Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. There wasn't kana shvita there. So, tamakam nalichem lamakam sheirav loy leilich. Person, whoever takes that water, can now transport it to Yom Tov. So, don't talk about caring. He can transport it to wherever he himself is allowed to go based on his Eruvid Chumen. Okay, so that's the point. You have to be Eruvid. Why it's being brought here. We're not discussing Eruvid. But Mir Shemina Mino, the Mutar and Betilta, you're allowed to move them. Abraham Miasmo, Lohavi, Hani, Kamon. They were not here yesterday. So what's the shot? Kimon the Chaya Bahachi. Since it's normal for this to happen, he has intent to use it. So Hinami, Kima the Urcha, the water comes. Kima the Urcha, the cotton. Bahaki, this is what a child does. Therefore, Daita Yaluya is aware of it. Lachitesu in a cabin, Yachu and Lukami can feed the cotton with it. Amir Roman, Velahechi asked, so he asked, Roman asked, Lukanam Roman, so what should the Pshat have to be? Tenashat Hamagolan, the Chaz of the cotton, they can't be used. Shalkatan, the Tanya Masnitsa, it says the Tzara Shalkatan doesn't mean Shalkatan, it was the Tzara of the Katan. But rather, Shem Tepeach Bo Katan Tamar, the Tzara which the Katan we're concerned is playing and to play with. Mashiel Katan Omer Kefir. Due to the needs of the Katan, to protect the Katan, that's what we can cover. So Mashiel Tepeach Bo Katan Tamar, who? The Moyes, Mias, Walifne, Lein, you'll have to take it out. Dalkaim Alon, Mishat Zaya. It's in the container. The graph handle kli cheres also look at graph is a chamber pot. So they permit him moving the tzoya together with the kli. Over here wasn't in the kli. Maybe you argue. I'm thinking you're arguing that it's only mutter in the kli. That's not true. There's a mice with a mouse. Bastarmaki besamim in his spices. He told him to take it out with Tsutsuse Biznova with its tail. Amo the law of Mona Nami, Metalta, you're allowed to move it. Mushani Bahash, the case of the Lord Rami Kamayu, with a Graf Sharei, who wasn't in front of the person, it was in the Ashpa, so that's where it belongs. So there's no Graf Sharei. So was a cut in the Ashpa, my boy. Stam Ashpa, which is the Rabbin, who was out in the Rabbin. My brother Cotton Hossen, the Mitsule, Michel Cotton, was a cotton doing there that you're covering protect the cotton. The cotton doesn't, what's the shackle to the Ashpa? So my answer is Mishani B'chatzer. The Shkiyah Katan Hatzer. The Katan is going to be in the Chatzer. Now, because of that, the more assumed he meant the Chatzer, the Lav Ashba means he's not an Ashba anymore. So again, the more ask, Kaparach Seif Graf Sharei Yehu. Mishani B'Ashba Shiv B'chatzer. He meant the Ashba, designated Ashba, which is in the Chatzer. Well, Akash will teach. Okay. Nisa, please. This is good. Shimon Levi call Masikim the Rogim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to kill Masikim on Shabbos. Anything which has the potential even to damage a person, Rashi's Masikim here, Hahargim, which can cause death, so you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos, whether they're going after you or not. Most of Rav Yosef asked a question of Shimon Levi. Bryce says, Chamisha, Nerogim, there are five things which are allowed to be killed B'Shabbos. We don't think the Gemara, the Rashi. If we're talking about any animal which has the potential to kill, A, and it's indicating that it's interested in killing B, so this is called nefesh, and obviously it's not that you're allowed to kill it. If you need to stop, you're allowed to kill it. Right? The issue we hear was an animal which was going on, it wasn't indicating that it's attempting to damage, but it's the type of thing which there's a possibility these animals do damage. So what's the law? Jimmy Shimon Levi said, what's the Bryce? He says, also, what are the five things? Only five things have that status. They're in Zvuv, Shemeret Yitzrayim, and Eretz Yitzrayim, the Zvuv, the little, Zvuv, type of fly, yeah, but, you know, something that was carrying some type of a disease. The tzira of Ninveh, in Ninveh the tzira of the wasps were dangerous. Akrav shebechadayv, in the place chadayv, the akrav was life threatening. The nachash shebeheretz Yisrael, the snake has killed the reporting of snakes. The kelav shartim chomakim, a rabid dog, any place is considered dangerous. So these things in their specific areas were considered life threatening. You know how to kill them just like this, but otherwise not. Simoni, who's the Tana of this Brisa? I just want to point out that the Tana of the Brisa is the Tana we're going to pass him. Elay Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Malach Zenachet Lugufis Kai Malach. It's not. There's no imminent danger over here. So why these five? Why these five should be mutter? There wasn't. We're saying just kill them like this. There was no pekul nefesh. Allah Rav Shimon, Teres is going like Rav Shimon. It's anyway. It's all under a button. He said no. So therefore, in that situation, under a button, we're going to be matir to kill these five. So don't tell me that price is going like one opinion. I'm going like the other opinion because you're going like Rav Shimon. That's the worst cash. Elah Rishman, Bahani Huda Shori, Rafini Loy, only these five are permitted, nothing else. Rabbi Yirmi gives an interesting answer. Uman name alone Ta Mitzaretzihi. How do you know that this is a Maturit? It's straight. It's Rashi says, peace come in, Tritin. The word Yosher is Tritin. So we call it Teretz corrects a problem, it makes it straight now. Now, so who told you this brisa was a proper brisa? Dilma mishabeshtihi. Maybe there's something wrong with the brisa. Now, that's an interesting phrase. We've had it, you know, when Moore says, well, let's correct the brisa because we'll make act of suggestion. Or Moore says, like, well, you know, let's just suggest that it's a problem with the brisa. What? Well, I don't know. You figure out, you know. That's an interesting approach. Some reversive. Now, the reason why Sarashi says, because we have a klal, I think I mentioned this to you, that the brises which were considered authentic because they'd been authenticated were the ones which had been accepted by Ruchia and Roshia. Ruchia and Roshia, two of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Kaddish, collected all the brises which were out there, because then the brises always from the Tana, and they made a compilation of what they felt were authoritative brises. And this brisa was not in that group, as she said. So if it wasn't in the group, so we say, you know, all those prices, we have a right to question their authenticity. Some of Yosef are not Masnina law. The truth is, I was the one who quoted it, brought it in, and I'm going to vouch for its veracity, that it's verify that it's proper. Okay, let's hold it here. So he said he's going to give an answer to answer the question. That's all there is. Okay.